Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate episode 189.
Take two.
I'm Josias, at For the Villain on Twitter, at Comic _ Syndicate on Instagram. I'm here with my boy.
Man the Beaner is here.
What up, G? What's good, man?
It is Wednesday. Monday, I had to take some time to with the family.
Yeah.
So we're recording a little 2 days.
Memorial Day, dude. So it was a busy day for both of us, I guess.
Busy fuck day.
Missed you. What's good, man? What's
going on? Friday... I was ready to do my PE classes, and the principal comes, how do you like Knott's Berry Farm? I go, well,
I hate it. I hate walking. I hate kids.
I hate people. Fucking hate everything. Good. Sounds great. You're going on the field trip. And what
they
grade?
They paid for it, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, okay. What grade do
I have? I'll take it, dude.
Fuck. Seventh grade. So I took seventh grade, and it was cool. I took four boys, and the other group had six girls. And we kind of lucked out. Well, we separated, and I'm like, all right, man, we're gonna go fucking scope out some chicks.
Stupid.
We're gonna do this.
Yeah.
Like, no, man, we need to go team up with the girls. I'm like, what do you mean? You see these girls every day in class.
Okay.
No, we need to do this. And I'm like, all right, where are they? So she calls her on the phone, and it's all static because fuck 1,000 people there. And
was it that packed?
It was packed.
That was on Memorial Day?
No, it was on Friday. Memorial weekend, but Friday.
Okay,
Friday.
I get you. Yes, yes.
And I think I heard Ghost Rider. I go, okay, cool.
Do you know which one that one is?
Yeah.
Now you do.
Now we do.
The wooden ride, right?
The wooden one. So yeah. We fucking go over there. I go, are you sure it's Ghost Rider? He goes, yeah. So we're going over there, and I'm like, why don't you text or stop calling?
Are you wingmanning it for this little kid?
Kids. I guess.
You're totally wingmanning. Let's back you up. Let's go do it. You're the teacher.
This is your fucking day. I'm just here getting paid. So whatever you guys want to do, it's fine with me. I don't give. I'm not going to go on the ride. I don't give a fuck. So we go there and like, oh, they just got off. Okay, cool. So we're waiting at the exit.
They never came out.
5 minutes.
Idiot.
10 minutes.
Wrong ride, maybe?
20 minutes. I go, dude, what fucking ride? Oh, she said Coast Rider.
Idiot.
Coast Rider. Which is on the other side of the goddamn park.
Literally the opposite side of the fucking park.
We wasted an hour.
Awesome.
With these chicks. We finally meet up. This kid's excited. All the boys are excited. They're a really good class. They're really tight.
What grade was this one for you?
Seventh.
Okay, cool.
So I got one boy didn't want to go on any of the rides. He has some problems. He has some mental problems.
Oh, I was going to say, is his name Adam?
No.
And then he has some mental problems. Is his name Mr. Garza?
We became best friends because we're all just hanging out at the exit.
Did he also wear Down syndrome shoes? I'm just saying.
He knows how to tie his shoes. I taught him.
Awesome.
But yeah, it was just all day hanging out. Hanging out, just going on a couple rides and... just waiting till the time kills.
Well, I missed you, man. Again, we normally record. This is take two, so I did post it up on Instagram.
Like 199?
Snapchat, dude, yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know if my mind... Yeah, I got it mixed up, but it's all good, man. I did nothing exciting.
Was he Pirates?
I did not see anything. Nothing was intriguing to me this weekend.
Yeah, don't go watch Pirates.
Ooh, okay. Actually, Baywatch 2 did terrible.
Oh, I do want to... I know it's going to do terrible. I know it's terrible.
Are you going to take your lady to watch it?
I still want to go see it.
Let's mandate it because I'm not going to fucking pay for it. And thank goodness I don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, that's true. That's good.
So let's do that. Dude, hit me up this time for reals, man.
For reals, bro.
Okay, man. I don't have anything much to talk about on my weekend. Are you ready to hit it? Get to work.
Yep.
All right, man. Let's rock and roll. Do you want to know what we spoke about 100 episodes ago?
100, yes.
Okay, 100 episodes ago was one of those episodes where we went to a convention. Normally when we go to conventions, we drop 2 to 3 podcasts a week.
Yep.
In consecutive days.
Oh, yes, we did, yes.
So episode 89, we entitled hashtag best party ever.
Best party ever.
Now, this was the setup, and then we lead
I was invited everything. To this party?
You're always invited to
the party.
Okay,
then it's the best party ever.
Twitter love, shout out to We Hit. Twitter, Instagram, We Hit Star Wars Celebration Talk review and recap. So we were at Star Wars Celebration 2 years ago.
That was fun.
We Hit What the Fuck News, Naked Twister Party.
Hence
best party ever. We Hit Sex Facts, When You Want Sex and Your Partner Doesn't. We Hit Comic News, Batman v Superman Trailer Talk. We hit Star Wars Force Awakens trailer talk. We hit hashtag Star Wars Rebels trailer talk. We hit comic reviews, Chrononauts number 2, throwback comic, Prince Namor Submariner number 1 through 4, which came out in 1984, so that was a throwback one. We haven't done one since.
We haven't read comics since.
Fuck me, dude. I got no time, dude. Spawn number 251. We hit Superior Iron Man number 7. We hit Transformers number 4, Combiner Wars. And you hit, I believe, Superman Doom Hardback Collection Review.
Oh, that was a big one. Yeah.
And that was a lot of fucking comics we hit. Man. So we hit our normal show, and then I believe the next day or like we probably recorded Monday, and then we hit up or dropped the second half on a Tuesday or Wednesday.
Probably.
And we named that one episode 89.1, hashtag Star Wars Celebration. So that one we hit interviews with David Szymanski, Empire Esquire, fucking David, Jeff Shipman, and Albert Alvarado was there, dude. And then we hit the Star Wars Rebels panel and press conference that we were at.
Albert was there?
Yeah, he was there the second day or the last day you bailed.
Yeah, it sounds like me.
Yeah, yeah. So I got to interview David and fucking Albert in one shot. Dude. Nice. So it's cool, man. So we normally do that, again, when we're busy. We will cut the show in half, so an hour each pod still, dude. I think that second one we dropped was maybe like an hour and a half, an hour and 40 minutes or so.
For sure.
Yeah. But I'm off of last week, dude, off of Twitter shout-outs and love, dude. First one to hit us up on Facebook was Lenny. She said, I needed that laugh at that exact moment. The bell is funnier than you guys, ?
Damn, we're going to have to fire this motherfucker.
Haha. Very moving episode, Joe and Adam. Raw, honest, and truthful. And then I'm like, yeah, but still the star of this show is
the
bell.
The bell, man. Jesus.
My buddy from second job, Cool Cat Dude, Christian Govea, says, great to listen to at work. And I was really weary about sharing the podcast last week or have anyone listen to it, really. I mean, that's just the honest thing I can say about it.
It's good, man.
Nutshell, thank you, dude. Nutshell, I am on Twitter, hits us up. The theme of the show for episode 188 was different but good. Thanks for sharing that for the villain. Tears, laugh, music, hashtag good times, bad times, at Comic Syndicate 1.
Nice.
Last two I'm gonna hit, dude. On Instagram at podcaster MG Miguel Garza, co-host of the Critical Thinking podcast.
Yes,
hits us up. Simple, emotional, loved it. I'm here for you, bro.
Cool, man.
And then the last one that we got hit up on Instagram was very cool, dude. From Gold Blooded X Rick on Instagram, he says, "Hey, man, just heard the podcast. I didn't expect to get a really heartwarming episode. You got a good friend, brother in that podcast, man."
The bell?
No, no, right? No, not you. People come and go, but memories and emotions are forever. We have the power to make our lives better by being positive and making new, great memories.
For sure, man.
Now, the hit-ups, the shout-outs I got, dude, I got so many DMs, and normally for DMs on Twitter, Instagram, anywhere, I normally ask, is it okay if I share this on the show? I got a lot of personal messages from people, and people opening up to me. A lot of people, even... text messages from friends that I didn't know. Listen, a lot of people reaching out, dude. A lot of people telling me, dude, you had me choked up. Like, you know, I appreciate you being so honest, man. Like, wow, like, thank you. You know, that was a good one. So my intentions were not to hurt anyone or make anyone feel bad, but that so many people reached out and enjoyed it, even though it was a rough one, I guess.
Right.
You know, I think it was a good show minus all that. But I'm glad you guys enjoyed it and appreciated it, you know?
Good times, man.
So, yeah, man, that's all I got for Twitter Loves shout-outs. The first thing I want to talk about is I got an email recently on Yahoo, and it's to reminder to start up the Comic Syndicate Fantasy Football League 2017.
We still need to get people. Who won last time?
David won last year. Empire Esquire, speaking of. Now, David won last year. We got to get him back on the show. Daredevil David, yes.
He won?
Or David, yeah.
Fuck Giants.
It was a good... Dude, he was kicking ass the whole time.
What?
Now, listeners, if you guys want to get involved, we had 12 people in. We can probably jump it up or boost it, but... Oh my goodness, this is...
Anything over 12 is just rough. Is hard,
yeah. Now, we can take the bottom tier runner-ups and just axe them out. So that way, listeners, on Instagram, Facebook, hit me up, dude. I want it on your fucking fantasy football league. Number one, you can't be a fucking pussy in our league. Like, you have to have fucking thick skin because, wow, we will rip you apart.
Yeah, it gets pretty...
And that's with just the good morning.
Good morning, like, sons of bitches.
Yeah, dude, like, literally.
How's that dick taste after this Sunday?
So bad, so bad. Now, the shit talking is great, hilarious, but again, you have to have thick skin. If you don't know these people, wow. We didn't even know some of these people,
yeah. And it was so much shit talking.
It was awesome, it was fun, and on top of that, you guys gotta know your football, dude. Like, we gun it, and we play hard, and it was fun, and this is gonna be our third annual Fantasy Football League we're gonna do, dude. So again, winner is gonna get a co-host spot. We still gotta get David back on, but
didn't get the first guy on.
I think he bailed on the show a long time ago, dude. Yeah, I wanted to get him on, dude. But I think a lot of shit happened, and like, I was playing softball at the time. That's a story I'll go into some other day, dude. But yeah, so we're gonna get that going soon. And again, listeners, we're gonna take a few people out, and we're gonna add a few more people as long as it's no more than 12. Again, we can probably do 16. And it would be a balls-to-the-wall league, dude. Or we could add a second quarterback.
Maybe drop the two last place.
You know what? Okay, yeah, I'll go.
Fouls out.
I am the commissioner. Yeah, probably.
Fouls out.
I am the commissioner, so we can definitely rock that, man. Okay, I don't have anything else besides that. Let me double check. I do not. So, man, let's get to it, dude. I have an article for us. Or actually, maybe two articles for us, dude. Let's talk about social media real quick, dude.
I hate it.
Yeah, dude, actually, you and I probably hate it the most, and for what we do, we probably should not hate it as much as we fucking do. But let's talk about this, dude. Okay. This is how social media affects your brain. This one came out on CNN 8/1/2016. I've been sleeping on this one for a while, apparently.
Okay.
Keeping in touch is no longer about face-to-face, but instead screen-to-screen, highlighted by the fact that more than 1 billion people are using Facebook every day.
Yeah.
And stop me anytime you want.
Remember MySpace was like the big thing. Where you could hook up with chicks like no problem, dude. Like no problem. And then I remember Facebook coming out and like, what the fuck? This shit sucks.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Because nobody knew how to work it.
No, agreed, dude. We have from Albert on on Snapchat, dude. Albert hits us up. He says, cool pic of He-Man on the wall.
I think he thinks
Samus from Metroid.
No, that's a chick and it's Metroid, but that's cool, man.
But didn't mean to interrupt you. But speaking of social media now.
Yes.
Back to social media, which is Snapchat too. Social media has become second nature, but what impact is this having on our brain? It's going to be reward circuitry. In a recent study, researchers at the UCLA Brain Mapping Center used an fMRI scanner to image the brains of 32 teenagers, strictly teenagers, guys, as they used a bespoke social media app resembling Instagram. By watching the activity inside different regions of the brain as the teens used the app, the team found certain regions become activated by likes, quote-unquote, with the brain's reward center becoming especially active. Questions?
Okay, that's why they never have a thumbs down.
I prefer a thumbs down.
I mean, they don't have a thumbs. I mean, they have those special ones.
Okay, let's talk about this real quick. Facebook was finally smart enough to take off or add, like, people put on Facebook all the time, fuck, my dog just got ran over by a car. Thumbs up.
I like that.
Right? And then, like, I had to like this too. And, like, it was stupid. So now you can do so much more shit.
Like sad faces and shit like that.
Yeah, exactly. When teens learn that their own pictures have supposedly received a lot of likes, they show significantly greater activation in parts of the brain's reward circuitry, says lead author Lauren Sherman. This is the same group of regions responding when we see pictures of a person we love or when we win money.
I can see that because
there's
people like I have family in Texas or family. I don't know what the fuck's going on over there. Like, I'm not going to give them a call. Like, who the fuck talks on the phone anymore, right? So I
miss talking on the phone. I miss talking to people in person.
On the phone.
I like talking in general, though. I'm a people person. I'm a talker, though.
Yeah, it just you could do more
things. But I love my downtime, dude. my alone time.
But, like, you can see pictures. Pictures of my grandma.
Yeah, how your family's.
How the fuck am I gonna see her?
The way I use Facebook is strictly for friends that I like and care about, and to keep up with family. You're right. Twitter and Instagram, everything else, Snapchat is just like me bullshitting around.
True.
So that's the way I use it. And we'll go into why we hate it too, dude. The teenagers were shown more than 140 images where likes were believed to be from their peers, but were in fact assigned to them by a research team.
Okay.
So they give you a picture and this one has 1,000 likes. Off of that, it's like, holy shit, people like what I'm doing. That's pretty much what they duped the fucking kids, dude. Okay. Scans revealed that the nucleus, acumens, a part of the brain's reward circuitry, was especially active when teens saw a large number of likes on their own photos, which could inspire them to use social media more often. True, which is pretty much what I said.
I could see that boosting self-esteem. Like, look what I'm wearing and
Yes,
fucking
girls.
10,000 people say, oh, you look really good, but in reality, you look like a fucking pig.
Yeah, the same, dude. Now, trust me, dude, I look terrible all the fucking time, so I'm there with you, dude. As part of the experiment, participants were also shown a range of neutral photos showing things like food and friends and risky, quote-unquote, photos depicting cigarettes and alcohol, hence what most of mine are.
Mine are mostly food. Yours is mostly those.
And my chucks.
Yeah, I mean, like I take pictures of fucking... I don't know, chili rellenos, fucking.
What I'm eating at today.
What I'm eating at, I mean, it looks good. I mean, might as well have everyone see how fat and what I'm eating.
This is how you can get a physique like mine, dude. But the type of image had no impact on the number of likes given by the teens. They were instead more likely to be, quote unquote, like the more popular photos, regardless of what they showed. Okay. So I guess it's saying if somebody has 1,000 likes, you're going to see it and you're going to like it because it has so many likes already.
Oh, I don't do that.
Okay, same. If I like something cool, I'm going to like it. And if I like something, I'm going to comment on it. Like, that's the way I am.
I like commenting on stuff like that,
too. Yeah, me too. So, and we'll go into why we hate it right now, too. And why we kind of need it, though. As part of the experiment, participants were also shown a range of neutral photos. Okay, got hit that. Sherman believes these results could have important implications among this age group. Now, again, teens. Reward circuitry is thought to be particularly sensitive in adolescence, says Sherman. It could be explaining, at least in part, why teens are such avid social media users. Do you think that's a thing? I would say so, because kids have access to tablets now, right? But I don't know if... Actually, no, teens. Straight up social media users, Facebook and Instagram, right?
A lot of the kids at my school do not like Twitter because, again, Twitter's. I don't like it either. It's a little tough to use.
It's a different tool by far.
Very different. So Twitter's for old people's and
kind of.
Like, oh, whatever, and go give me a fucking laugh or call me old.
Okay, wait, but technically they're right.
Twitter's tough. I mean,
Twitter is tough, and we'll go into it. Let me finish, and then we'll hit it, dude. Social learning. Adolescence is a period that is very important for social learning, which could explain why teens are often more tuned into what's going on in their respective cultures. I disagree with that. I think kids are fucking dumb nowadays.
I think they are dumber.
Yes,
and lazier.
Yeah,
and that's we might be too old guys here, but.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to work.
Fuck me.
Nobody wants to fucking work anymore, these kids.
Yeah. If I can just. Okay, we'll talk about it in a bit. We'll
angry.
Right. All right. Fuck social media. And we'll go into why we hate it still. With the rise of social media, Sherman thinks we may even be learning to read likes and shares instead of facial expressions. A big factor for me because we spoke about last week. I'm big on fuck, what's wrong with you? Like, I know something's wrong with you. Hey, what's up? How you doing? And even in text messages, sometimes I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, tell me.
So you're saying that, like, if a person had, like, looked different, like, oh, I wonder if she's mad. But we're looking at the sad face in the message. And like, oh, okay, she has to be fucking sad. Something's going on.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. But it's breaking it down more on the social media aspect, or because you have a certain amount of likes for the things you do, it's like she must be happy because she has 1,000 hearts on her fucking Instagram,
right.
Which is no way to read someone.
Right.
So, you know, even if you see someone, your friend on social media and they only have like 2 likes, it's like they must be bummed out because only 2 people like their. Okay. Like, but that's the way kids fucking think nowadays. And I'm pretty sure adults do too, and that's fucking stupid.
That is pretty lame.
And again, we'll go into our personal opinions on this, dude. Before, if you were having a face-to-face interaction, everything is qualitative. You use someone's gestures or facial expressions, that sort of thing, to see how effective your message is, she says. I completely agree. That's what we just said.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you go online, one of the ways that you gauge the effectiveness of your message is in the number of likes, favorites, or retweets. So that's exactly what we said. And this is something that's really different and unique about online interaction. This is your brain on LSD, literally. However, the study may not be applicable to everyone, according to Dr. Iros Dumenthal at Birkbeck University. The study has only adolescents, and so they can't really claim anything specific about whether it's adolescents who react to this differently compared to adults.
Well, they should have got
exactly
5 adults in this
thing. Now, they should do another study with adults.
Yeah. Right.
Because, I mean, I know a lot of adults that are fucking... On Facebook, I don't give a shit what the fuck you're eating or doing. Really.
I remember, dude, when it first came out, people would just, I'm here, I'm doing this. I'm taking a shit. I'm like, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I don't fucking care,
bro. Okay, okay. We'll break down each one, dude. Dumenthal does, however, concur that social media is affecting our brain, particularly its plasticity, which is the way the brain grows and changes after experiencing different things. Whenever you learn something new or you experience something, it's encoded in your brain, and it's encoded by subtle changes in the strength of connections between neurons. For example, one study showed that the white matter in adults' brains changed as they learned how to juggle over a period of several months. This is what it's... comparing it to. They found that if you scan the brains of adults before they learn how to juggle, and then 3 months later, you can see changes in the brain structure. So that's pretty much our mentality. We're older, so we need to experience newer things and I guess be more physical with things to get a bit. But we're from the old school mentality where we're old school and we do like talking, interaction with people as opposed to social media. Now, we might be a bit less good at reading subtle expressions on faces that are moving, still a doctor's talking, but we might be much more quicker at monitoring what's going on in a whole group of our friends, says Dumenthal. Now, that's probably one of the good things about social media, but it's also the downfall, too. Right. It's kind of killing your social interaction with people, because you don't know how to experience or have
talk.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
Yeah.
Now, which one are you going to want to start with first? Facebook.
Okay.
We were talking about it. Now, I love it, like you said, for family. Keep up with what's going on with our family and friends that we give a shit about. Again, still don't need to know exactly where the fuck you're at.
Well, it's like, I don't want to put him blast, but he's one of our friends. And I mean, nothing wrong with it. It's just, some people would say, anybody know where I can fucking... get a good book or some, or find legal advice or anybody in LA or something, or, you know, going there. It's like, dude, just fucking look it up. Like,
you know, that one I prefer over me and my wife are happy right now. I just got off of work. I'm hugging her and look at,
whoa,
like it's,
that's a little biased, Joe.
No, not even. Okay, let's take it to my, okay. For me, social or for Facebook, first of all, the only way I use it is every time we record, I'll put it out like, fuck it, here we go.
Yeah.
Here's another show. That's about it.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't tell you, anyone, what the fuck's going on. Like, fuck work. It's a miserable fucking day today.
That's true.
If anything, I'll share music. And it's like, fucking, this is something that I'm listening to right now. I'm rocking out to this.
Right.
But, okay, so that's one. And that's why I use Facebook. And you use Facebook more.
More for food still. For, you know, just to show pictures of food, good places to eat.
Which is good. I mean,
when I read comic books, sometimes I'll take an Instagram, like I saw a good picture, and like, okay, this is so-and-so.
Okay, which is interesting. You should be doing that, I think, more on Instagram. How do you use Instagram then?
Yeah. Instagram, well, I read my comics on my iPad.
Yeah.
And Instagram only works on iPhones. So it's, and only works on phones, so... it doesn't work. You can't take a picture and put it on a computer. You can't use it like that.
Yeah.
In the iPad, it's twisted upside down and because it's only worked for phones.
Okay, like, dude,
it's
like, definitely.
It's a little harder with Instagram. I don't really like using it that much because of the way everything's situated on the app.
Okay, now back to Facebook. That's one thing I will really post on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like I shove it down your guys' throats like completely every fucking day.
They used to have a thing where you can not unfriend them, but you can hide everything they say.
Which you can still fucking do.
They just say, hide this post. It's like, no, I want to hide everything this fucking guy says.
Oh, that's blocking you straight up, though.
Yeah, but it's not defriending the person.
Yeah, but that's a pussy way to say, okay, look, okay, let's talk shit on Facebook real quick.
Well, how many people get angry when you fucking defriend somebody?
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Now, first of all, if you're going to be my friend on fucking Facebook, if I consider you a friend on Facebook, and my Facebook account, my social media accounts are all fucking open, dude. Like, fucking jump on if ex-girlfriends want to stalk me. I really don't give a fuck, dude.
Right.
This is what I'm up to all the fucking time. I really don't give a shit. But, like, friends that I've had, quote unquote, you know, in the past, I don't like something he said to me, so I'm going to unfriend him or block him or whatever. You guys are all fucking pussies, first of all. Be an adult and fucking talk to your fucking friend or person so you don't have that fucking issue.
That's balls. If someone defriended you, say...
I wouldn't give a fuck.
One of your...
better off without you.
Best friends.
Better off... well, actually, no. If it was Jacob, Daniel, someone like that, motherfucker, I don't get it sour like, How come you didn't like my... I don't get upset when people... How come you don't like... Like, it's stupid that people do get
people
upset about
that. People do that,
now,
dude.
Now, Facebook, though, again, people that I give a shit about, that's who I have on Facebook.
I mean, yeah.
Plain and simple. Now, Instagram, I've met so many people on Instagram, and my Instagram posts are more about, fuck, this is what I'm reading, or here's fucking the newest episode, here's what I'm reading. That's what I use more of that shit. Like, this is where I'm at right now. I'm looking like a bum today. This is what I'm doing.
Right.
That's how I use Instagram. Still using it social media, but, and then we'll go into the dinosaur right now, is Twitter. We started our audience off of fucking Twitter, straight up.
Mm-hmm.
I met a lot of cool fucking people on Twitter, and a lot of our listeners are still on fucking Twitter.
It's like you said, a dinosaur, and hard to use.
No, I know how to use the fuck out of it, because we're still up and running for a reason, dude. Mm-hmm. I didn't have help doing this social media thing. I'm looking at you, Bell. Now, Instagram, I'm sorry, no, Twitter. I know how to use the fuck out of it. It's honestly now, for the case for me, I don't have fucking time. I just don't have time to juggle fucking everything I'm doing and still try to fucking put the show together and see people I want to see in my life and have downtime for myself and still be stuck on a fucking screen. I got dual monitors at the office. I don't need to fucking deal with any more fucking screens.
Right.
Now, I can use social media, Twitter especially, and I still put out commercials for us, mm-hmm. you know, for the most part. But as far as like, do I give a shit about how many people are following us, how many likes we get on Instagram? Fuck no, when it comes down to it, dude. On Facebook, I really don't care. Dude, I work too much to fucking care about if somebody likes something I'm doing or not, dude. Like, that's just me, though, personally.
It's different people that are on the Facebook 24/7.
And again, they need it, yeah. And so let's take the kids out of this equation, out of this article, and let's just extrapolate fucking adults now.
Okay.
I know a lot of adults that are fucking bigger pussies than these fucking kids. I mean, am I wrong?
I mean, there's some people are just, like you said, if someone gets 1,000 likes, that's their whole fucking week.
Yeah.
That's their, like, yeah, I got a fucking 1,000 likes for me, you know, doing something stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know if I can actually hate on them.
Oh, I can't hate on it.
Because it's something that that probably, makes them feel they're good. Probably losers. And
or they're not happy with their lives.
They're happy
not
with their lives.
Enjoying their fucking life.
Okay, I shouldn't have said losers.
That's no, not losers.
That's fucked up. I didn't mean losers. I mean, people that
thrive on it.
Don't have no friends. And they just need it. They need that attention.
That's pretty much what it is, but... The only good thing about the article, it did say, though, that it does make you feel good. So that's
I don't know
a
if Facebook makes you feel good. I mean, it's cool. I mean, I guess.
It's there, I guess.
I think we're just, we're too busy doing other things and have other things in our lives to, like you just said, worry about, oh, fuck, you know, I lost one of my friends.
Now, not to say we don't appreciate it, because when I get hit up on Facebook, cool. If you guys have something that you can't reach me on social media, we're at @comic_syndicate on fucking Instagram. We're at @comic_syndicate1 on fucking Twitter, dude. Yeah. And dude, @comic_syndicate has way more followers than us for the villain and @MemTheBeamer.
Right.
Straight up. Like, they're smoking us. And I've met a lot of cool fucking people, and a lot of cool people still hit me up on @ForTheVillain. And fuck it, DM me, and I get messages a lot, and I will message you back. I will chat with everyone. Mm-hmm. But do I have time to, like, worry about someone liking it? No, dude, not at all.
I think the only thing I do like, I mean, I do want is, I think it's important, is our Podbean. Is our listeners, our friends, downloading and stuff. We do see numbers on that, too. Now, I'd like, that brings me joy seeing how many friends we have that do listen to the show.
True. And on top of that, okay, let's piggyback that. Now, after we just said that, now we lost, what, 30K jumping over from Podomatic to Podman?
Yes.
Now, 30K is a lot of fucking downloads straight up. Mm-hmm. And we have, what, 50-something?
We're almost at 60.
Okay, which is great and fine. And I look at the numbers, too, because we put it on the page so you guys can fucking see it.
Yes, we're not... I mean, it's... Some people hide it, and I don't want to hide anything from you guys.
No, fuck no. Okay, after last week, we don't hide anything.
Like, no, we're
straight shooters. We are too fucking honest on the show, honestly. And that's the way we are in fucking person, though.
It's true.
And I think that's why the friends we have, like fucking you introduced me to Hector. Hector, I have so many chat rooms with so many fucking people. Like we have a Comic Snicket chat room that we still have. We have fucking, I got two podcast one going with 2OC. I have fucking coworkers fucking at the office, fucking two different rooms with like, and then just so many chat
conversations.
Yeah. And then I have my family that we have our family text message, and it's a lot to juggle for everyone. And you know what? I honestly get tired of fucking being on my fucking phone. I look at it. I don't chime in most of the time, but when I do, shit, it's something that.
When I was off the land,
off the grid?
Off the grid.
Off the land. When the fuck did you get off the land, guy?
I eat a lot of lamb. But anyways, I had a flip phone. This is already iPhone came out. There's a lot of phones that already. Smartphones were coming out, and I decided, you know what, fuck it, I'm gonna cancel it. And I got a flip phone, cheap bill, and dude, it you just throw your phone in your pocket and you don't have to fucking worry about anything. Yes. Margo didn't like it because she couldn't text me because I turned the text off of the who the fuck's gonna text on a flip phone, get the fuck out of here. And
I can't see,
she hated it because she couldn't get a hold of me, but that was fucking awesome.
I'm gonna have to one up you here,
dude. What are you gonna do? Fucking
no. Dun, 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 dun. I have that at work. Actually, I should have brought it, dude. Okay, so I'm the same way, dude. Now I deal with dual monitors at the office. I don't like watching TV when I get home because I'm fucking mentally wiped.
So good stuff out there.
And I don't have time.
I know, but it's so.
And my phone, I don't even like being on either, dude. Now when my phone dies, I fucking love it because that gives me finally the chance to unplug. And I pray sometimes like, oh, my phone fucking dies. Granted, it's going to suck. And it does suck the first few days, like, oh, fuck, I want to share the fucking podcast and I can't hit up anyone. But then you know what? After day one, day two, it's like,
breathe.
That feels fucking good to just unplug completely and not worry about text messages. The only thing I worry about is like, fuck, maybe my friends or family might need me, text me. Besides that, I get over that like that.
I hate, or I do worry when I see a text, yo. I fucking dread it, right? Because I know something went wrong.
Who does that to
I you? Misspelled the fucking episode. I did that one time, by the way.
Or like 10 times.
The number. You know.
The picture's not showing up. It's upside down, guy.
It's like, yo. And I'm like, fuck my life.
That's why even I'm in a good mood, I try to hit you, yo. So, how's your day going?
I'm like, oh, this is bad. When he says that, there's something really wrong.
Oh man, dude.
Really fucking wrong.
Okay, so you need to pray harder than I do that my phone dies then.
No, but it's good though. I mean, if I'm not looking at it, somebody else is, and it's good to fix it, but it's a fun joke.
We have it, dude. And I missed fucking, that's why I'm mad. Oh, Monday, dude. I'm like, I waited till Saturday. I'm like, so yo.
I'm like, it's so, Memorial, dude. I got things to do.
So we recorded Monday. I felt like the chick in the relationship, and what? You were
said I didn't answer for like 3 hours.
Well, on top of that, though, your answer response, like, you should have been like, hey, dude, I don't think Monday's gonna happen. Give me a heads up.
I did. I said I don't think Monday's gonna.
Until I hit you up.
Oh, you want me to hit you up?
Yeah,
earlier.
No,
my bad. That was my bad.
Planned my day a little bit better. I'm just waiting. Like, oh fuck yeah, I'm so ready to record with Adam. Heartbreak Hotel.
Holiday. Heartbreak Hotel.
No, it's all good, man. Okay, we went extra long on that. That was just one article, dude. Now, I have another article. We have a short show. Second half is going to be fucking crazy short. I'm not going to go into it because I know the next one is going to be interesting. And we would take up a lot of time. So again, social media is what we're talking about, guys. Mm-hmm. Listeners, how do you feel about it? I've met a lot of cool people I'm meeting a lot more cool people on Instagram, I believe. Because I share so much shit and what I'm doing and this is what my ugly mug looks like. Not caring if anybody likes it, but
I think you get more because it's more visual.
Exactly.
As opposed to just words. I mean, there's a little picture by your fucking name on Facebook, but
yeah,
you're actually showing what the fuck you're doing instead
and
of
Twitter,
writing.
You're totally capped on how much you can say. But again, I like it. Again, we've met so many cool people, and it's if you know how to use fucking Twitter. Dude, Jose Bautista, the outfielder for freaking Blue Jays is fucking following us, dude. Like, how the fuck does shit like that happen? A lot of writers are following us. A lot of comic book artists, writers, people that we've met are following us, dude. You know, but it's just we don't – I don't have time to interact, dude. Like, I don't. But if, again, anyone hits me up, it's like – or if I see something cool, I'm not like everyone were if on any feed. And that's Instagram. That's fucking Facebook. This is Twitter. I don't scroll the whole page for hours and so, ooh, let me see how much shit I can like. No, fuck no. It's
we
like
should give that to the Bell. That's the Bell's job.
Bell, fucking get on that. Yes or no? And he did not.
He said,
back.
Fuck you guys.
All right, fuck you, dude. You're going to get kicked off now, Bell. All right, guys. Fuck it. Commercials, dude.
Cool. Go to our website, thecomicsyndicate.com. You'll find beautiful banners of things we like and things we encourage you guys to look at. We have an Orange Prime logo. Go ahead and click on that, and whatever you're buying on Amazon, we get a little piece of it. It helps us buy new equipment and good stuff like that. And if you're buying Amazon, you might as well get free shipping, which is the Prime next to it, and you get a free month, books, fucking music, all that good stuff. And helps us out.
Yeah, you guys have been awesome already. Actually, before show, Adam and I were even talking about, like, okay, it's time to pick up some new equipment, and we're going to get some more mics, and, oh, fuck me. I guess I have 2 months. 2 months and 1 week. 2 months, I'll say, to work on episode 200.
Dang.
I have it brainstormed. I have it mapped out. It's just now putting everything together and putting it to paper or to writing now, and... it's something I can kill in a good. It's gonna be like a full work day of. It's gonna be a lot of just me grinding out like a mental writing galore.
Oh, okay, okay.
But for you guys are fucking worth it. And we gotta let the guys know soon because episode 200. We gotta figure out the day. Sergio's cool, and to get everyone on page, like who can make it, who can't make it, and we're gonna have mics set up. And yeah.
Ooh, sounds good.
We got to figure it out, dude. All right, guys, go to thecomicsyndicate.com, thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you guys can find podcasts. Just put in The Comic Syndicate. Give us a like, but more importantly, dude, share the fucking podcast. Don't share last week's podcast if somebody wants to jump off a bridge. But if they want to just feel good or feel bad in a good way, I guess, share that one. We will be right back with
Comic Talk.
Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to The Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrans, the artist of Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon, and you're listening to The Comic Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to The Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk. Okay, we're back with some
comic talk. All right, man. First one's going to be John Wick 3, writing currently underway on sequel.
Is there any writing in that involved in this movie?
I think it's just choreography on death. Death and killing, yeah. But love those fucking movies,
It's the way he kills people is really cool.
I love that, dude. Okay, this one came out. Netflix's Castlevania debut's first trailer.
Woo-hoo!
It looks dope, right?
Yes.
All right, guys. Classic 80s game from Nintendo NES. That game was fucking dope. It was hard and
there's balls.
Going to do a Netflix fucking cartoon animated, and it looks dope already.
Simon's Quest.
Yes, exactly. This one came out 2 days ago, dude. Animaniacs reboot may be in the works.
No.
With Steven Spielberg behind it. No, it was dope, dude.
After like the 100th episode, I'm like, oh, God.
Okay, true.
These
now
two fuckers are on drugs, these two little
okay,
guys.
Kind of, yes, but kind of no. Animaniacs was the one with a... Okay. I really enjoyed it because back then we were watching it, and when we would get out of fucking junior high, it would be fucking on. First thing on fucking TV.
Fucking tacos and Animaniacs.
Now, this was fucking dope because it was really, it was written by adults, and they tossed in a lot of adult humor.
Yes.
Like an insane amount of adult humor. And a lot of the times watching it as a kid in fucking junior high, even high school, you're looking at it like, did he just, are they referring to fucking, are they referring to sex? And guess what? Yes, they were. They even took shots at the FCC, which is, you know, the regulation, like,
yes,
you guys cannot do this much or say this much because you're a cartoon. And they would talk shit on the FCC all the fucking time. And censorship. The shit they would do on this fucking cartoon was fucking dope.
It's kind of like South Park, but not as bad as
South Park. Oh, yeah, definitely. And they pushed the bar as best they could. Yeah. And for the time, honestly, yeah, it was a great fucking cartoon. The Good Feathers, Pinky and the Brain came out of that.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like, the brain. If you look at it, dude, go as adults, guys, go back and pull up one of those or a few of those episodes. And you, at the end, you're going to be like, holy shit, they are referring to so much, so many things right now. Yeah, so I loved it as a fucking teenager growing up. And you know what? Fuck, Steven Spielberg is still on board to fucking do something ballsy. Do it. I want more, dude.
Speaking of go for it, teenagers, when we were, you know, you ever watch Power Rangers when we were younger?
You know what? Honestly, I missed the boat.
You missed the boat. Well, apparently at Phoenix Con this weekend, last weekend.
Fuck, that's right.
Someone attempted to kill the Green Ranger.
That's right.
You saw, did you read that?
Yes, I did.
Homeboy came in with three guns and a fucking knife.
Yeah, dude.
Security guys.
Not funny because perfect. We go to cons all the fucking time, dude.
Security needs to be... I wonder if they're going to change.
They have to.
They have. I mean, three guns?
What they the have to. Fuck? They have to. And everyone searches for guns anyways. You have your gun checkout counter where even weapons, any type of weapon, they have to fully search you. But again, now, okay, since you brought it up, and we can kill off a lot of these topics right now too, let's talk about that real quick. Well, you and I go to a lot of conventions.
Yes.
A lot of fucking conventions. We get invited to, and we interview a lot of fucking people. Technically, this could have been fucking us at a fucking convention, dude. Straight up.
I mean, when I think about it, I think he could probably maybe kill a couple guys before. It's so crowded. Yeah. So it's like, if someone pulls a gun or something, they start a couple.
You
people
can mow down a lot of.
Yeah,
people,
there'd be
dude.
Some people getting smoked, but then I think it'll be taken down
eventually. But still, quickly. The fact that first of all, fuck, dude, the community is fucking dope as fuck, and for someone to just have a bad day like that, granted, sucks, but
dude, that's
it could have been fucking us. I mean, straight up, yeah. Dude, there's no other way to fuck. Okay, we're waiting on San Diego Comic Con. That's gonna be, and they're. Any convention, honestly, dude, security, there's no fucking security.
I don't think you can. Like, you can't.
There's
like,
too many people.
At San Diego, there's, what are you going to do, hold everybody up in a
exactly,
metal detector?
Exactly, exactly. And
keys,
you know what?
Phone,
you know what,
keys,
though? You kind of have to, because at the fucking last concert that happened last week in fucking...
Oh, yeah, in
dude,
UK.
That shit can happen anywhere now,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, it's pretty dangerous.
And what's one of the biggest fucking conventions?
San Diego.
And if... I mean, I'm not saying... Knocking on wood, I'm just saying, dude, it could be anyone, and I'm cool with extra security any fucking word, dude.
True.
I mean, I just don't want people hurt. That's it, number one, more than anything.
It's fucking dangerous.
Yeah. So the fact that, again, if your friends can't recognize the red flags, or like you notice something, or don't give him enough likes, like, why don't you just talk to fucking more people?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, maybe he wasn't getting enough likes. Like, let's go into that again.
Poor guy.
But if you would have figured out the red fucking flags, like, talk to fucking people.
Yeah.
You know, well, you could probably figure that shit out. So anyways, I feel bad. And yeah, those are two things, tragedies that happened, although the Phoenix one wasn't as bad, dude.
Yeah, they caught the guy and stuff,
yeah,
like
thank,
that.
Yeah, so. Thank God for that, dude.
Did you hear about the...
go for it. Kill time, because I'm trying to figure out which one's good, which one's worth talking about.
What is his name? Gordon... The two actors, there's the Hulk, the fuck was
Mark Ruffalo.
Him, and was going to get in a fight with that one movie with the fucking guy with the football, Jace Gordon, or what the fuck's his name?
Commissioner Gordon?
No. It's a, I don't know his name. He had a big flash on his shirt, red, old school movie, big buff dude.
From the original Flash show?
Not DC, it's
I don't know what you're talking about.
Dude, right the now. Guy that fucking, he's like a superhero. He had his own movie.
When I said kill time, I didn't really mean
God
like fucking murder the time we
no,
have
it's
to,
the guy,
talk. Okay, so no.
Flash Gordon.
Oh, fuck me. Okay.
Flash Gordon. What the fuck? Flash. Not the Flash. Flash Gordon. They were fucking.
Oh, now Bell wants to chime in.
They were ready to fucking throw blows.
Over what?
They didn't say what, but they were like, they had both two booths next to each other, and
fucking, I did not hear that
fucking Hulk was standing up, you know, and then Flash Gordon was like disappointed with
idiot. You mean face. Fucking Lou Ferrigno?
Yeah, Lou Ferrigno.
Okay, that Lou Ferrigno. That the Incredible Hulk. I was thinking fucking the Hulk now.
No. Lou Ferrigno, yeah.
Ferrigno.
Whatever the fuck Ferrigno, his name is. Yeah.
You know, he's kind of fucking a douchebag.
He guy is a fucking asshole.
He was one of my childhood heroes because as a kid growing up, I used to watch fucking Incredible Hulk. Now, I loved Bill Bixby, who was David Bruce Banner.
Yes.
And beginning of the show, end of the show was always heartbreaking. He wanders off into Newtown. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. Like, yeah, dude.
And every show would end like that.
Always
he's like,
hitchhiking. God damn it.
I got to go again because you guys see the monster I am. And it always sucked, but it was so intriguing. And then once he would Hulk out, it's like, oh my gosh, this is what he becomes. And then you meet him in person, he's kind of a fucking douchebag.
D-bag.
But that's my personal opinion, dude. So I would have wanted Flash Gordon to kick his ass.
I would have wanted that too. But then they didn't, I guess they didn't go to blows, but they were Plissies. In each other's face and shit like that. So that was interesting.
And that's not even blasphemous to fucking say, because that's the situation I had with him. So fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah. All right, man. So that's all we got for comic talk, dude. Fuck
cool,
it.
Cool.
What you got?
Let's see. I read. Let me get it up real quick. It's right here. That's what they said.
That's terrible.
Infamous Iron Man number 8. I have not been reading this series, so I just kind of jumped on this one.
This is Doctor Doom as
Iron Man.
Yep.
So we have the chick Iron Man heading to confront Doom, which isn't a good idea. And Tony is
her AI
is trying to tell her, like, no, you don't really want to fuck with this guy. And Doom is waiting for her, and she's asking him to stop being Iron Man, to stop making a fool of Tony's legacy. However, Doom is doing this because he's seen a vision of a world better than what they are living in now, but he can only see this vision when he is under stress or in a big fight. So he asks Iron Man, the chick, to
Williams
to pretty much kick his ass so that he can get into that state of mind.
Okay, interesting. I didn't read that one, dude.
Yeah, he finds himself back in the vision finally after she beats the shit out of him, talking to a Doctor Strange looking cat.
Okay.
But it's actually Tony Stark. Like, this guy looked, I thought it was Doctor Strange because the way he has his robes and the way he's floating in the fucking air. No suit, straight human, like in his body, Tony Stark. So,
interesting. Okay.
That part was happening. And then we have another side kind of story where Mr. Fantastic is here. They don't really go into a story how he got there.
Wait, not Mr. Fantastic? Or is it the, the creator with the one?
He says he's not the creator.
Because we haven't seen Reed Richards in any Marvel titles since fucking Secret Wars.
Well, he claims to be not the imposter. He's telling him, no, dude, it's really fucking me. Like,
I can smell bullshit, dude.
Well, check this out.
He tells Doom this, though?
No, he's talking to Ben.
Oh, Ben Grimm.
Yeah. So
Ben Grimm is on fucking his trail. Yeah. Or on Doctor Doom's trail.
He confronts him and he says, you know what, dude, it's fucking me. And then Ben's like, fuck you. What happened to Susan? And da 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 da. He doesn't really answer anything in this comic book. But he does say something. He goes, you know what? I'm going to ask you to do something. And if I'm going to ask you this, you're going to totally think I'm not the Reed Richards.
Idiot.
So he wants him to kill Doom.
Okay.
So like, I need you to kill him. So we end there for the next
thing, his mission is to kill.
That's what Reed Richards wants him to do.
It's so the creator. The creator has been in the title the past 3 issues.
Okay, well, we'll see how dumb Ben is.
Well, he's the thing.
He must be dumb as me, because I would have
thought. You didn't see that coming?
Well, I kind of.
All right, I'll kill him for you.
But he said. But he said he wasn't. Two all times.
Right. Do you have any other reviews besides this one? It's up to you, but I can kill one real quick, but it's going to be kind of long, and we can end the show after that, dude.
I got X-Men Blue number 4. I didn't like it. I'm just going to go really quick.
Yeah, go for
they
it.
Go on this fucking. They're searching for someone. They find this dead body of some kind of monster. with fucking slice marks, three slice marks. Like, oh shit, it must be fucking Wolverine. So they're looking for this person. He shows up. It's actually, they say it's Wolverine's son, not Drake. But we were talking about this earlier.
Oh yes, we were talking about this. So, okay,
it's from another universe.
So the Ultimate Universe is Wolverine was actually Vindicator. So if any of our listeners know the best way to put it, in our world 616, what we are history that everyone should know. With storylines is current continuity, and there are other worlds, other dimensions, and it was what, 2006 or some odd number of this Ultimate Universe, different versions of yourselves. That's pretty much what it is. So in this world, it was not Logan that became Wolverine. It was Vindicator that became Wolverine. And in our world, he's Vindicator, leader of Alpha Flight. That's the best way and quickest way I can put it.
It was lame. We do see Iceman using different powers now.
Kid,
yeah. He actually turned into like this giant Hulk snowman.
So he's learning how to use his powers a lot better than what our Iceman.
Well, he did, because remember way back when he fought one of the other Icemen from the future, this guy made several fucking ice dudes.
Golems.
And shit. So he's learning, and that's pretty much it, man. It was pretty lame.
Okay, I love Colin Bunn. Colin Bunn writes that.
Yes.
Magneto is the lead of these ones in the shadows, I want to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fuck it, man. This one's going to be Venom number 150. Now, I reviewed number 6 a while back ago. This is going to jump to 150 because out of all the Venom titles that have came out, and this is what I like what Marvel does, dude. When there's so many titles of a certain character, they keep track of it, and they want to do something special for kind of like us, dude. 100, 150, 200, which I'm working on episode 200. It's not fun, guys. So this one is Venom 150. Mike Costa is the writer. Trad Moore is the artist. Filippo Sobrero is the colorist. Starts off with a brief insert of a book. This is a love story. And then it goes into Eddie Brock's inner monologue going off about his life in a sort of, I guess, self-reflective way. Talking about his marriage, his work at the time, and how it was all an illusion for him at the time. And he continues on about how what he really felt. And he was really broken. He felt really weak. Like he had self-esteem issues, even though he thought he had a perfect life.
No likes and on then, his Facebook.
Exactly. So then he comes across this Venom symbiote way back when, and it gave him a different sense of feeling and emotion. So that's the best way I can put it, dude. Because originally Peter Parker had it, and it's really cool because until they finally found each other, that's when he felt whole. Yeah, and that's sad to say, dude. But then we see how dark he was really feeling and how the symbiote affected him, like not wanting to be weak again. So it gave him something like, I don't want to feel that way again. And this Venom symbiote, that's what it gave him. So it was really cool, dude. He even talks about being separated and even wanting to die. It goes kind of dark, dude. The art's not the greatest, dude. But prior issue, he was finally able to get in touch with this Venom symbiote again. And he's the first guy, besides Peter Parker, after Peter Parker, that has had the Venom symbiote on him and knows how to use it and control it and has spent the most time with it. It's the best way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, Thompson, too.
Okay, I'll go into that.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. So prior issue, he's finally able to bond with this once again, except this time around it's really weird because now we get like, it was cool because we see him wake up at night and all you see is, Eddie, let's feed on the night. So it's like, it's weird because what I've been reading and reviewing the past five issues, I want to say every time a Venom one comes out, is it's the Venom symbiote talking like, we're better now. I want to do better. And once he gets bonded with his old friend that was bad in a dark place, now this Venom symbiote turns like to the dark side again after he's been rehabilitated.
Oh, wow.
So that's what was really interesting. So fuck the art. It was reminiscent of old classic Venom, like when he first came out. But the writing carried this one by far. Now I'll go into why, dude. So he gets woken up at night and they go out on the prowl. They come across a robbery and the trip happens now where we get the conversation between the two. So it's Eddie talking to the symbiote and how they merge or how their conversations together, which is, I used to be a bad person, Eddie Brock, and how I miss you and how the symbiote now kind of feels attracted to, fuck, I miss how dark you were. So that's the fucking counterbalance, which is fucking nuts to read. Again, the art was not the best, but it was kind of cool to see their interaction. Like, fuck, now we're getting bigger, better background on how they felt about each other or worked together with each other.
The artist wasn't the same artist?
No, I'll go into that right now. So totally different dynamic between the two. They stop crime, a non-lethal group, and then we get the first conversation between, like, they're pushing the bar. Like, it looks like they want to save the day, both of them. But when it comes down to it, there's still old school venom where it's like, fuck it, if we got to kill somebody to get the job done and save the day, well, fuck it, homeboy had to die. That's what Venom is, Eddie Brock and the symbiote are together. Mm-hmm. They try to do good, but it's like, fuck it, let's, if we got to kill, we got to kill. That's it in a nutshell. I'll end that review there, but that was the first part. This is issue 150, second part of this, got so much better because now we see Flash Thompson's point of view. Second part of the story is Flash Thompson is a ex-army cat, lost his legs on a mission, and used the same Venom symbiote, except drugged up the alien symbiote. So they had a better connection, but for the symbiote to trust Flash Thompson now, they had to drug it up, and he had to, like, wean him off the medication, like, hey, dude, I'm here for you. Mm-hmm. So that's why they bond so well together. Hence, they become Agent Venom. Mm-hmm. That's what they are together. So it's really cool because they're out on a mission one day and he gets set up and he gets blasted with some sonar fucking gun. And the Venom symbiote just weakens and gets off him. And Flash Thompson is able to stop the dude. But it's really sad to see because now the symbiote feels like betrayed. Like, you let me get hurt. Like, you've rushed into this. Like, and he bails. And Flash Thompson feels bad because he's like, fuck, you're my friend. Like, he looks at it more not just as a pet, but kind of like a dog. It sounds bad to say, but like your best friend type of deal where he's like, don't leave me, dude. I'm here for you. And he's like, no, Flash, you hurt me. So that interaction flip. This one got a lot better because now it's Gerardo Sandoval's fucking art.
Ooh, and okay, it's awesome.
Night and day, yeah, dude. So to read the first story and it's like, fuck, if it would have been Gerardo Sandoval the whole fucking time, would have been fucking dope. But this one just got better because of that, and Flash Thompson's point of view of his interaction with the symbiote and how he feels bummed out, and now how he feels like, fuck, I lost my friend. Like, he disappeared. It's like your dog literally running off into the street and chasing after him. Mm-hmm. And that's how Flash Thompson feels about it. So it was really cool to get both interactions of sides of the symbiote interacting with both of them, and which side is it going to wean on more, or which side would it go back to? So it was really good. It's worth checking out. I'm really loving it. Dude, Gerardo Sandoval fucking saved this fucking title. The writing couldn't have done it alone. But the second one was more of... Ooh, who was that? David Michelinie was the writer. I'm sorry. No, that's a fucking old school one. It went back to Robbie Thompson right now. Is not the writer, but he writes Spider-Gwen. I believe. And Gerardo Sandoval, again, he saved this fucking title. It's worth checking out to see how the symbiote blends with both sides of how bad or how good do you really want to be. So nice. That's why I loved it. Book of the week. Actually, honestly, I don't have time to read, so that's all I fucking got.
Cool.
All right, man. Go for it. We're at time, dude.
We are at time. Fucking
You can find my boy Adam.
You can find me at Mem the Beaner on Twitter and Instagram.
You guys can find me at For the Villain on Twitter, at @comic_syndicate on Instagram. You know what? You guys can find me on Facebook. Dude, if you guys want, reach out to us, dude. We're there, but fuck, dude, we don't have enough time for it. We're still having enough time for this, barely. All right, man. Find us iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Share the podcast. We'll catch you guys next week.
Peace out.